even in California, places like Kern County, Bakersfield, some of the San Joaquin Valley foothills, I think he's up 15% in some of those areas. I'd have to check again. There were many parts of the West and the border states where he got some significant amount of votes, and even in some of the industrial areas, he did pretty well. He actually had been he hadn't been considered an extremely conservative Democrat, but when integration was really being pushed, then he opted out. He actually had somewhat good relations with African Americans, well, not good, but okay relations. And he had a comment. He actually had lost an election, and he said, "I will not be out N-worded again." In other words, I will go strictly for white supremacy, because he knew that there was so much anti-black sentiment among the whites that if he wanted to maintain that power base, he had to go with it. At least that's what I've read. Okay, is the time up? Do we have any more time? I think my watch isn't working. Okay, sorry, but thank you for your questions. And again, we've had some very interesting comments on the blog for the course. We've been talking about places like Cincinnati and its distinctive voting patterns. And I'd be very happy if other people would join in, because I know in this classroom as a whole, there's a lot of knowledge about this. And a lot of you know a lot more than I do about many of these issues. So take a look at it, and please feel free to join in. Thank you so much.